Oasis Audio presents The Ghost Town Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, Tin Cup Creek or Bust. Bumpity bump. 10-year-old Violet Alden clung to the edge of the Jeep's open window.
"This is the bumpiest car we have ever been in," she exclaimed.
"This is the bumpiest road we've ever been on," Jesse said, pushing her bangs out of her eyes.
"It's both," agreed Henry, squeezed between his sisters in the back seat. "These four-wheel drive Jeeps are made to go over rough roads."
The oldest at 14, Henry knew a lot about automobiles. Sitting next to Grandfather in the front seat, 6-year-old Benny twisted around to talk to his brother and sisters.
"I think it's like a ride at the carnival," he said.
"It's a ride, all right," said Grandfather, laughing. "I forgot my property was located on top of such a high mountain."
"The Rocky Mountains," Violet said. "They sure are rocky."
Just that morning, the Aldens had left their home in Greenfield, Connecticut. They flew to Denver, Colorado. There, Grandfather rented a car at the airport, and they drove west into the Rockies. They checked into their motel, Eagle's Nest, then set off to find the property Grandfather had recently purchased. Mrs. Harrington, owner of Eagle's Nest, told Grandfather his rental car would never make it up the mountain, but her trusty old Jeep would. So Grandfather borrowed the tough little car from her. Jesse tried to read the survey map, but the...